a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Crook and Rob Davis on today's show, Creative Financial Partners. That's what it's all about. They are your financial consultants here in northwestern Ohio, wherever you are. If you live in Toledo, Perrysburg, doesn't matter where you are within reach of these guys if you're within reach of our voices today. And the number to call to make an appointment to come in and have a conversation about your financial situation, about your retirement situation, getting ready for retirement, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, a member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and have a conversation. The website for Creative Financial Partners is CFPOhio.com. That's CFPOhio.com. And one more time at the phone number, 1-800-373-9715. You know, one of the main concerns of everybody should be, as they get ready to go into retirement, is thinking about the consequences of different kinds of accounts and all that sort of thing. And I thought maybe I would talk about some different types of accounts, and you guys tell us about the tax consequences. So let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages and different types and how you use them or don't use them in your retirement planning with your clients. First of all, tax-deferred accounts like 401ks and IRAs. Rob and Tim, what do you think of those?
Yeah, well, those are kind of the cornerstone of a lot of folks' retirements, and the reason for that is, you know, it used to be a long time ago where everyone had, many people anyways, had a pension, and it's kind of the pension idea has gotten phased out. Tax-deferred retirement accounts like IRAs and 401ks and SEPs and all these letters that you hear all the time have kind of come into existence, and so we're all taught when we are saving for retirement to put the money in the IRA, put money in 401ks, max out your 401k, you'll hear a lot. So, and those are great ideas. The issue that will come up inevitably when we're talking to folks that are getting ready to retire is, gosh, these have been great. These are great accounts to have had, and we've had some great benefits, and we haven't had to pay tax on the money we put in the account. But all of a sudden, you're in the distribution phase of life, and now it's kind of like the government's coming to take their cut, because every dollar you take out of one of those accounts is subject in most cases to ordinary income tax. So it's a very common thing, but you have to be very careful how you use it, especially when you're taking money out of those accounts.
Yeah, Rob is really correct. And there is a power to the whole 401k IRA phenomenon, but the tax deferral is not really where the power is, because really what you're doing is you're just deferring the tax on it. You're deferring that income from today to tomorrow. It doesn't change the nature of it that when you take it out, it's still going to be taxed. Power to it is with a 401k, if you've got a match where you put in so much money and the corporation you work for matches that contribution, that is a huge deal, and it's something that you really want to take advantage of. The other power to it is that it lets people save money on a very consistent, disciplined basis. And it's the power of putting money away consistently without taking it back out that really makes those kind of accounts the cornerstone that Rob is talking about, because it gives you the ability to save a huge amount of money for retirement if you do it correctly.
So there you go. That's 401ks and IRAs. How about tax-free accounts, Roth IRAs?
Yeah, Roth IRAs are a fantastic tool. And in my opinion, they're probably the best gift the government gives us as far as retirement savings. And Roth IRAs, even though they have the word IRA in, work a little differently than your 401k or your other accounts, because Roth IRAs, when you put money into those, you don't get a tax break for putting money into one of those accounts like you would in your 401k. However, when you take money out of Roth accounts in retirement, all the growth along the way is tax-free, and when you take distributions, it's tax-free. And so the way we normally explain that is, you know, if you take a dollar out of your Roth IRA when you're retired, you get a dollar. You take a dollar out of your 401k when you're retired, and it seems suspiciously like you got 70 cents because the government's going to take a cut. So Roth IRAs are fantastic vehicles to start. The only issue is a lot of times, depending on your income, if you're a higher income income earner, they don't let you put money into those things anymore. They say, no, you make too much money. You don't qualify to make a contribution. So you have that to worry about. And then the other thing, and this comes up all the time, are these things called Roth IRA conversions, where you take normal IRA money and you convert it to Roth IRAs. And that can be a really good idea, or it could be a really bad idea. But that's one of the calculations and some of the planning that we do all the time can show you whether you might want to think about that. So just call the 800 number, get an appointment, and we can kind of walk you through how that works.
Yeah, Roth is one of those things where it changes the nature of the money. It doesn't just defer taxation. It frees you up from taxation. So it's a very powerful vehicle. But it is phased out if you make too much money. But if you've got access to it, the word picture I like to use is comparing out paying tax on the seed versus paying tax on the harvest. And if you're willing to pay tax on the seed today, then all of that harvest, all of the growth of that money over time, as it blossoms and explodes in value, all of that harvest will come to you tax-free, and that is a powerful benefit.
Just a few moments ago, Rob mentioned our 800 number, and it is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. No need to wait. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show today to call. You can call right now if you like, 800-373-9715. Important thing is to get on the calendar, come in and have a conversation at Creative Financial Partners and find out all these implications of different types of accounts. Let's move on to the next one now, taxable accounts, after-tax brokerage accounts, in other words. Rob and Tim, tell us about those.
Yeah, so taxable accounts could be brokerage accounts or mutual funds accounts or even bank accounts. These are accounts that don't have, as I like to call it, the IRA wrapper. So these are not IRA accounts. These are just investment accounts, and you could own stocks or bonds or mutual funds or real estate or anything you want to own, you can own in just a taxable brokerage account. And those are the accounts that you get the 1099s for. And so if you have some mutual funds or you own some stocks, you normally get a 1099 from these accounts at the end of the year showing how many dividends they kicked off or how much capital gains got kicked off. And, you know, it might not be money that you got spend. It might be money that was reinvested in these sorts of investments, but you pay tax on it all along the way on the dividends. And then if you have a capital gain in those accounts, you pay capital gains too. So it's kind of a pay-as-you-go thing regarding taxes. What I'll tell you there is, you know, there are ways to defer and tax shelter, if you will, those types of accounts. And that's one of the things we look at when we go through our money map planning process and we look at your tax returns and we say, hey, we see you're getting $4,000 or $5,000 a year kicked off of dividends and capital gains. Would you be interested in learning some ways to defer that or put the tax off on that? So we can talk about that too. So again, if you have dividends, if you have capital gains and you don't want to pay the tax on them, call the 800 number, come in for an appointment, and we can walk you through our process and let you know some ideas on how to potentially help that situation.
That covers it, and there's nothing I need to add.
Another one here that isn't as much of a factor these days, because there aren't that many of them, CDs or certificates of deposit. But what are the tax consequences of those accounts?
Yeah, but I'll cover that because it is pretty simple. And CDs, the interest that you get paid on that every year is a taxable gain to you. So you've got to take the return that is incredibly low right now and make it even a little bit lower because you do have to pay tax on it. And so CDs, the power to them is that they're a storage of value. They don't go down. They're backed by the institution that issues them, but they are interest rate sensitive. So they're going to get the return of what is happening in the interest rate marketplace. And it's just right now that is very low. So you really need to kind of come up with the idea in your mind that you just want that as a place to not lose money, not to really gain money.
Here on the Financial Symphony today, we're talking about tax consequences, advantages and disadvantages in different types of accounts. And guys, how about life insurance? What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so certain types of life insurance have cash value components to them. And when you talk about taxes, you're typically talking about two things. You're normally talking about the death benefit of life insurance, which is typically a tax-free thing. So, you know, if you've done the right thing, you've bought the life insurance for your family, and let's say you've got a $500,000 policy, and 10 years later, something happens to you, you pass away, your wife or whoever you're leaving the money to gets a check for $500,000. That's not taxable. So a huge benefit of life insurance is that the death benefit is typically not taxable. taxable. You know, the other thing that life insurance, certain types of insurance have, like I mentioned, was a cash value. And those cash value components of life insurance can be very attractive, especially for high net worth individuals and high earning individuals. And I'm not going to go into the details here. We don't have time. But if you are a high income individual or you are a high net worth person, there might be some advantages of life insurance other than the death benefit that could be really valuable to you. I've heard some of these life insurance policies referred to as the rich man's Roth, because the Roth, they have some of the same tax advantages potentially as Roth IRAs, except there's no income or age limit for life insurance. And so that can be potentially very valuable. Again, as part of our money map planning process, we look over what you have. We look over your life insurance. We look over your whole portfolio. And if this might be right for you, we'll certainly bring it up and have that discussion.
Just to add too that, you know, life insurance, permanent life insurance is the most unknown, underutilized, but most effective financial planning, especially retirement-oriented vehicle that's out there. So we use it a lot, and we use it very effectively. Problem is that you've got to be healthy to get it. And so a lot of people, they realize that when, you know, they're approaching retirement, that it really is a great vehicle, but unfortunately their health, you know, falters, and so they're unable to get it. And so I really stress for people who are young, or, you know, kind of creeping into that middle age range, to, you know, look at permanent insurance and adding that to your portfolio, because there's a ton of positive things you can do with it as you get towards the retirement years.
Yeah, you don't want to be looking back on that, you know, when it's too late to do anything about it. But I know that there are people out there right now who are thinking about calling you, setting up an appointment, and coming in and have a conversation about all of these very complicated things. What do you have to offer those folks?
We know we do this every single day, and we help a lot of the folks in the community. If you're listening to this, we probably help your friend or your neighbor or a family member. What we have to offer is very simple. It's a conversation, and there's no risk. There's no cost. It's a simple, you know, sit down and let us talk and determine who it might be right for us to help. And if we can help you, great. We'd love to move down that path. If we can't, we'll let you know that too. But at least you'll have a couple of new ideas to either implement on your own or to bring your guy or girl that handles your finances and say, hey, have you ever heard of this sort of stuff? So give us a call. The hardest part is just giving us a call, picking up the phone. You'll come in for a consultation that, like I said, there's no cost. You're not going to be sold anything. You're not going to be pushed a product. We'll just have a good conversation, give you some new ideas, and see where it goes from there.
That's Rob Davis and Tim Croak and the other guys, too, at Creative Financial Partners. Would love to sit down and have a conversation with you. And again, as he just said, there's no cost and no obligation for that initial visit. And the number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, and a member of the team will get back with you. You can come in, sit down comfortably, and just, you know, have a conversation. You're not going to be getting any high pressure. No salesmanship here. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Thanks for listening.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
Well, thank you for listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark and I always have a lot of fun talking about music because we're big music aficionados. And Mark always does an excellent job of tying all the musical stuff we talk about into things that have to do with your financial well-being, planning for your retirement, etc., etc., etc. Let's make a musical connection with today's show. And, you know, there's so many artists out there that go by just one name. We all know them on a first-name basis, plenty of singers in particular who've achieved such a high level of fame that they're easily identified by only their first name. The first ones that come to mind for me would be, I know one of your favorites, Elvis. You don't need to say.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thank you.
Give me a big old jelly donut. Also, Cher is another
one. She sings with a vibrato. You notice that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's Beyonce. You know, mm-hmm. It's pretty much, you know who that is, Madonna. Yep. You can also say Fats, and you're talking about Fats Domino. But
I thought you were talking about me.
I wouldn't say it to your face.
Okay.
You only need to say their first name. Everybody knows who you mean. But what in the world, what kind of connection is there to the financial world, Mark?
Well, there's a lot of different financial terms that we might hear. It might be on a radio. It might be something we read. It might be, you know, something that maybe been presented to us from someone that may have a meaning in your mind, but it may be something that's something else entirely, such as let's just go ahead and just the elephant in the room. Let's talk about annuities.
Okay. Yeah, I know you love annuities so much.
Well, you're being sarcastic.
Variable annuities.
When we talk about annuities, I am a fan of certain kinds of annuities.
Sure.
You know, and I talk about my folks a lot. You know, my dad just had his 91st birthday, Ron, 91 years old now.
Congratulations.
And my mom is 88. And if it wasn't for their pension, him from the state of Delaware and her from the DuPont company, that annuity payment they're getting every month, along with their Social Security, has sustained their lifestyle all these years. And he's been retired since his late 50s.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So that's the benefit of what they call an income annuity.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of folks out there listening today, you may have a pension and you already have an annuity. But there's other kinds of annuities that are in the marketplace. And you were alluding to it earlier, but the variable annuity, I'm sorry, I am not a fan of that. I guess I shouldn't be apologizing, because the reason why is because it's loaded with a lot of fees.
Yeah, really.
And I just have a fundamental problem with a lot of high fees being charged, because it's killing the return on the investments. And today, you see those out there, and we do fee reports on them all the time. And it's just amazing when we dive in and peel back the layers and we share with our listening audience exactly how much they're paying in fees. Sometimes their mouth drops wide open, Ron. They're in shock.
Yeah.
And that just comes with those types of products. Now, me personally, I own another type of a product. I own something called a fixed index. A fixed index annuity is, the key word there is fixed, which means safe from market losses. It's protected from market losses. And this is critical at a time like this, where some analysts are saying that the market is overinflated. We've had a run-up, one of the third longest run-ups in the history of Wall Street since March of 2009. We're now going through another election season, and only time will tell what's going to happen after all that dust settles. And when the market starts to come down, I know that my fixed index is safe. Because that's the big deal. When we retire, and we know another name for retirement is permanent unemployment, and we've got to, you know, we've got to create that cash flow, to me, it's critical to where we're going to pull that money from. And I can tell you what I don't want to do. The worst thing you could ever do is sell stocks, sell funds when the market is dropping. You're locking in losses that you'll never get back. So it's important to have your income allocated from a source that's going to be more conservative and safer. And this is one way that I use it to blend and to balance out the risk I have in my growth portfolio. Another annuity might be a fixed annuity. And a fixed annuity is kind of like, it's not a CD, but it kind of works like that. It's a contractual arrangement with an insurance company to pay you X amount of interest per year. And that interest is in writing. It's contractually guaranteed, so you know what you're going to earn. And some folks have gravitated to those for a couple reasons. If you don't need the interest, you don't have to pay taxes on it. It's tax deferred. You only pay the taxes on the interest when you spend it. And the second reason is because they're seeing that they can get a higher rate of return than what they can get in CDs and money markets the bank. So they're looking to try to safely get a higher guaranteed interest rate. And those are available in something called a fixed annuity. So I'm not opposed to that kind. And then we have another kind called an immediate annuity, which is kind of like your pension. That's where you're taking principal and interest for a certain period of time. And occasionally something like that might make sense. But what you don't want to do is do an immediate annuity that's life only and then die, and then the insurance company gets to keep it. See, that's one of the misconceptions out here, Ron. Folks out here have heard that when you die, the insurance company keeps your money. Mm-hmm. There's only one kind of annuity that works on, a pension or an immediate annuity that is set up with life only. All these other kind I'm talking about, fixed indexes and fixed and all that, no, you have a beneficiary on there. And when you pass away, it goes to your beneficiaries. I don't care if you've got one beneficiary, three beneficiaries, 10 beneficiaries. It still goes to the beneficiary.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know what you say about, you know, you don't like variable annuities, and all these misconceptions out there are just, you know, dangerous for the people who think those things and don't really know the facts. And that's why it's so important to come in and have a conversation with your Financial Symphony advisor.
Absolutely. And here's another term. How about life insurance?
Yeah.
You know, we think of life insurance, you immediately come to mind, what kind of life insurance do I have? Well, I have it through my retirement, or I have it through my company, and when I leave, I lose it. Well, that's a term policy. Or I may have something that is building cash value in there, and that could be a whole life or a universal life policy, more of a permanent policy. Or I could have a term policy that I bought on myself, and I think that every life insurance policy is like that. And the answer is no. There are all different kinds of life insurance policies out here. Term has its purpose. It's usually less expensive. But the problem with it is that when that term expires, the rates go so sky high that you can't afford probably to keep it.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're looking for long-term insurance, you've got to look more towards permanent coverage. That, hey, some of those go all the way to age 120. I mean, I kid you not, there are, when I say permanent, you never have to worry about it running out of expiring. And, you know, life insurance plays a critical part in estate planning. It plays a critical part in protecting your assets. It plays a critical part in replacing income if you should die. And I'm telling you, your whole holistic financial plan needs to look at the life insurance you have and see if it's adequate. And again, that's something that's just as easy as a phone call away. We can do a complete analysis for you, not only of your investments, but we could look at your fees. We could look at your life insurance to see if it's adequate. We can look at how much income you can draw off of your current investments. Is there a better, more efficient way? All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and this is the portion of the show that we call Getting to Know You. And Rob Davis and Tim Croak are going to let you get to know them a little bit better on today's show. And let me ask each of you this question. How many of your grandparents or great-grandparents were you able to have a relationship with, or at least you have good memories of?
Ron, this is Rob. Let me start with this one. I am so lucky to say I have memories and have had good relationships with all four of my grandparents, both my mom's parents and my dad's parents, and just lost a grandpa a couple of months ago and a grandma about a month ago, but I still have one left. So I feel very blessed. I've been so happy to have known all four of them, had a really good relationship with all of them. And if you remember last week, we were talking about the greatest generation, and all four of my grandparents really typify the greatest generation. So I'm just so thankful and blessed to have had such a good relationship with all four.
That is fantastic that you've had the benefit of all the wisdom of all four of those people, and not everybody can say that. How about you, Tim?
Yeah, I'm one of those that can't say that. Really, I had, out of the four grandparents, my maternal grandfather died when my mother was 11. Of a heart attack, so I never knew him at all. And my paternal grandfather was, he lived till he was like 87, but he was not a person that you would want to really get to know. He wasn't very nurturing or, very kind. And both my grandmothers died when I was relatively young, when I was like 10 and 12. I will tell you that all of my grandparents were east side of Toledo people. And my outstanding memory of the grandparents was my maternal grandmother, who was very religious. And when we would stay at her house, I would recall that she would pray the rosary every night. And part of the good thing about the neighborhood where they were in, all of the churches, the Catholic churches in the neighborhoods there, were neighborhood churches. And so, they'd ring the bells on Sunday morning, and everyone would exit from their house and walk down the street to the church, and their house was no exception. They were in the Good Shepherd neighborhood right by the high-level bridge there. And so my grandmother would, religiously, she'd get us up. She'd say, come on, the bells are about to ring. We got to go. And then we would walk down to Good Shepherd Church and it was really cool to have the foundation of grandparents that were very religious like that.
Well, you're very fortunate to have that, and especially you, Rob, with all four of your grandparents. And as I said before, not everybody can say that, and very blessed indeed. Well, this is the Financial Symphony. That's getting to know you, and when we come back, we have other interesting things to talk about. Thanks for listening to today's show.
Timing is everything. In music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis at Creative Financial Partners. And wherever you are in Northwestern Ohio, if you live in Perrysburg or Toledo or wherever the case may be, go ahead and call this number and get an appointment. Come in and have a conversation. It is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You hear these guys on the radio every week on the Financial Symphony, and they really have a storehouse of knowledge about all things financial. If you find yourself in the red zone, the years leading up to your retirement, so many things to think about, and you want to make sure you optimize your opportunities. So why not make that phone call and come in and talk about your individual situation? There's no cookie-cutter solution. They'll custom tailor a plan just for you. 800-373-9715. There's been a lot of talk in Washington, D.C. recently about the fiduciary standard, and sometimes we talk about being a fiduciary on this show, and I thought maybe we'd take a moment today, Rob and Tim, to talk about the difference between a suitability standard and a fiduciary standard. Would you explain that?
Yeah, let me take the first stab at this, because it's a little bit complex, and there's going to be an awful lot of press about it, especially coming into next year. The Department of Labor has issued a regulation to the securities industry that really changes the nature of what we do from a suitability-based type of operation to a fiduciary-type operation. And they've done it. I'm not saying that I agree with it. It puts a lot more regulation on us, and this is an industry that does not need more regulation. But their intent is that they realize the importance of retirement planning and that the financial advisor role out there has got to be something that is sacred. And historically, the industry that we're representing has been a sales-oriented industry. And by that, I mean we have had the ability to sell people financial products as long as they are suitable to buy those. And if they happen to have everything in the same type of investments, as long as they were suitable for that investment, well, that was okay. And so it has led to a high degree of malfeasance and misinformation and advisors out there pushing products that were very high commission type of products that led to people having their money locked up in things that might not be that productive. And the fiduciary rule is really pretty simple. It is knowing what I know about the investment world. If I were sitting in your shoes, what would I put myself in? And by that I mean what range of investments, what complexity, what diversification, how do I want to allocate those investment resources to make sure that you have got that the range of things that are going to be both productive and give you the benefits of all the investment areas in terms of its growth and income and tax benefits, while also at the same time negating a lot of the negatives in terms of the tie-up or the volatility or the other problems that some of the investment products will give us. And, you know, what can you do to be able to come up with an overall retirement investment plan that takes all of those things into consideration? That is really what the fiduciary rule is about. And so to be able to do that and put the financial advisor in the role of the client and make the recommendations based on that point of view is really what it's about. And it's something that we have done here from day one. And so it really doesn't change the way that we work at all, not one ounce. But with an awful lot of our competitors out there, the rest of the industry, it is going to change dramatically what they do and how they do it.
As things stand now, so that folks have some more context to be able to tell the difference, what types of advisors typically have a fiduciary standard and who usually has only the suitability standard?
Yeah, well, a lot of times in our industry, and I'm going to use some maybe some industry terms here that aren't real familiar, but you know, there's some folks out there that are considering their self-advisors that are captive agents. And what that means is they work for one company. So they work for one investment company or insurance company. And when they sit down with a client and talk about retirement or investing or that sort of thing, they only have, I liken it to tools in the tool belt. They've only got four or five tools in their tool belt. So when they're talking to someone about retirement, the only thing they can really recommend and the only thing they can really offer the client is a very limited range of investment options. And so one of the things that we've always prided ourselves on is that we are independent. We don't work for a bank. We don't work for an insurance company. We don't work for an investment company. You know, we work for our clients, and we have, instead of four tools, we might have 400 tools. And our job is not only to help the client meet their goal, but help them meet their goal with the best tool available. And so that's kind of the differentiation between how some of the advisors work and how we work here at Creative Financial Partners.
Rob, that's a great way to explain that. That whole toolbox analogy makes a lot of sense. And, you know, there's so much talk. Get ready. You'll hear about it, particularly next year. You'll hear more coming out of Washington about the fiduciary standard and the suitability standard. And we'll talk more about it in just a moment. But I wanted to jump in with a phone number so you can call and make an appointment and come in and talk to Rob Davis and Tim Croak and the other guys at Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony. You hear them every week on this show. The number to call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar. Come in and have your own conversation face-to-face, 800-373-9715. Very important to remember, it's not going to cost you a penny. You don't have to move any funds anywhere. You're under no obligation whatsoever. You may become a client, and then again, maybe not. 800-373-9715. We haven't talked about this in a while, but Rob, I wanted to ask you, you are a top-of-the-table member in the million-dollar round table. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I qualified for that, and the million-dollar round table is an industry organization, and it's not just U.S. It is international, and when you go to the conventions or you meet other folks there, there's a good chance they're not even from this country because it's such a huge organization, and that's just kind of the top few percent of financial advisors and insurance advisors in the country, and it's a great honor to be a member of the million-dollar round table, or MDRT. And then within MDRT, there are certain tiers, and top of the table is the top tier of that membership. And like I said, a couple of years ago, I was lucky enough to have qualified for that level. So it's something I'm very proud of. We've got a number of MDRT and top of the table type advisors here at Creative Financial Partners. And it certainly doesn't give anyone an endorsement, or you should or you shouldn't work with someone because of that. But it certainly lets folks know a little bit about who they're dealing with, that the volume and the amount of business and clients that firms and individuals do. And it's just a great honor to be in the ranks of those few advisors.
Well, another way to look at it is that you do a really good job for a lot of people. So I think that's a big endorsement right there. Let me ask.
You said it better than I did, Ron. Thanks.
Well, let me ask you a question here as we get back to talking about the fiduciary standard. I just want to clarify this. Just because somebody is not required to operate under a fiduciary standard, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're stealing money from their clients, right? That's not what we're trying to imply.
No, not at all. That's not the case at all. This, you know, the fiduciary standard was never intended to prevent anything like that. There's been no instance where it's ever been okay to steal from a client or to misappropriate money or to commit fraud or anything like that. So this is just a little higher level of hurdle to jump over for us as advisors. And it's a hurdle we happily jump over every day here as far as what are we telling our clients to do, and would we do that ourselves, or would we recommend that to our parent or grandparent that might be in the same situation? And the answer is always yes for us. So this is not about stealing money. This is not about anything fraud related or any of those other bad stories you hear on TV or on the radio. This is just about giving our industry a little higher hurdle to jump over. And like Tim said, we've been doing it all along ever since the start of this company. So, you know, it's something we're going to adjust to because of the rules and regulations, and everyone knows what goes along with government regulation. It's probably more paperwork and disclosures, and people's mailboxes might get a little more full, but it's something we welcome.
I think it might be helpful if you guys could give an example of advice that you've given somebody from a fiduciary perspective where they would have likely gotten different advice from someone who was not a fiduciary.
Yeah, well, a lot of times it's tough to come up with a specific example with that because it might be a little bit unfair, but a typical portfolio for us is probably the best way to start. And that portfolio would probably include a range of investments that include some things that are very secure and very liquid, maybe some mutual funds that are a little bit more aggressive and volatile. It might also include things like real estate investment trusts or oil and natural gas limited partnerships, and it might include some risk management issues such as life insurance or disability insurance, and how all those things are mixing together. The power to having that from a fiduciary viewpoint is knowing that you've got like some stock market mutual funds that might be very productive over the long run but are very volatile, and they're going to rise and fall aggressively with the market. But knowing that you've got some things that are very secure and give you that peace of mind, knowing that if you need money at any time, there's always a place to go to get it. That's what I mean by putting yourself in the place of the client. What other advisors might do is push on them products that are very high commission and that they might be qualified for from a suitability viewpoint, but not taking that whole thing into consideration. And there's a whole myriad of those type of products. And my problem with it really is that if the only tool that you've got in Rob's tool belt is, that he talks about, is a hammer, then every problem you look at looks like a nail. And so you're going to find a way to justify that one solution to be the solution for every financial situation that's out there. And here with our planning process, we just don't buy that. And, you know, if you talk to, you know, pure life insurance guys, then every solution looks like life insurance. Yeah. Or it might be, you know, with annuity guys, everything looks like an annuity solution, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I just don't think that any financial solution is going to be that simple.
Well, if you're listening to the show out there right now and you're thinking, this is the kind of stuff that I want to talk about when it relates to my retirement, I want to come in and talk to Tim and Rob and the other folks at Creative Financial Partners. What do you guys have to offer?
Our services, Ron, the word that I want to emphasize is our services are comprehensive. We're a one-stop shop, and so all of those things that we mentioned, we deal with. We work 8 hours every day, all of us on these things, And so we really have got not just an expertise with the tools, but an effectiveness on how to use those tools appropriately in the different situations. So you can come in and know that we can talk about everything having to do with your situation. That might start on the high end with estate planning, but it also might boil all the way down to things like college planning for your kids. And we talk an awful lot about retirement planning because that really is the cornerstone of what our process is about. But it includes absolutely everything, and that will include your life insurance, your disability, your long-term care, your retirement portfolio, but maybe it might be your non-qualified portfolio as well. But we really want to take a total picture, a total financial planning, one-stop shop type of approach to what we do. But all of that starts with the phone call and the initial appointment so we can talk about where you're at and what's on your mind.
Well, sounds good. And the number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Obviously, a toll-free call from wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. Call that number and make it happen. Come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. You'll be under no obligation at all. It's not going to cost you a thing, so what do you got to lose? This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And we'll have more of today's show coming up after this.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request Mine.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and I am with Mark Lloyd. And, Mark, you know, we always get lots of great questions from our listeners here. Retirement is a complicated thing, so many things to think about, and there are folks out there who have questions, and they get them to the show, and then we have a chance to have you provide the answer. So I got a good question for you today.
Well, you better hope I know the answer.
Oh, you always do. I never have any question about that. Here's a good question from Randy, and Randy says, my taxes aren't very complicated, so I've always done them myself. Is there a certain level of complexity when you'd recommend that someone use a tax preparer instead of doing it alone?
Thank you, Randy, for your question. And you know, Ron, you know as well as I do, with all the software programs that are available out here today, they try to make it as user-friendly as they can for someone to be a self-tax preparer. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, if you just, you know, if it's just as simple as just putting your W-2s in there and maybe some 1099s, and there's not a lot going on, it's a cost-effective way to, you know, maybe do your own taxes. But to me, I've never done my own taxes. And now, why is that? Because I'm a small business owner, and I'm going to take advantage of what write-offs are available out here. And if you own your own business or you have an LLC you've set up, you know, there might be some, you know, tax advantages you could be taking advantage of right now. And if you're just relying on the software programs to do your taxes, you might be missing out on some of that. So it may be on the general level, it may make sense to sit down and talk to someone who can give you some pointers and some tips. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean CPAs, because I have worked with some CPAs that give no tax planning at all. They're just doing the tax returns and making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, which that's good, but they don't really give any tax advice. My folks have said, you know, Mark, I get a lot of pointers and tips just by coming in and visiting with you, and I've learned so much about how to prepare for taxes in retirement, but more importantly, how to protect my income and protect my estate from, you know, less taxes being paid out when I die. And we're, again, looking at different transactions that my clients have done on an annual basis. Like if I have a client who has bought a piece piece of real estate or sold a piece of real estate. We want to make sure that they're taking advantage of all the tax tips that are out there. You know, same thing if they're selling stocks. You know, we do a lot of what we call capital gains harvesting. So you right now, you might be sitting here looking at capital gains in your portfolio and you're like, well, I don't want to pay any of those taxes on there. Well, if you've been studying during this election season what some of the candidates have suggested what they want to see change with the tax code, you might want to take a look at maybe even taking some of those capital gains this year while the capital gains tax rate's at 15% for some folks, mm-hmm. because it may not stay there. Or the, Washington can change the rules. Ron, when I think about Washington, I think about they got their hands out. You know, they got their hands out just wanting more of our money.
Yeah.
Just the way I feel about it. And they're spendaholics, and they're adding $1 trillion of deficit to our debt every year, and they don't have a problem spending our money. So how in the world are they going to pay for all this? They've got to eventually raise our taxes. So I think it's important to sit down and really strategize now, today, for the next 5 to 10, 15 years of what taxes may be in your portfolio. You may have a tax time bomb sitting there, and it may be that you need to have some help and some pointers. It may be that you need to have a CPA or a tax attorney, help prepare some things. It may be that there's some advantages of setting up an LLC or setting up a corporation to be able to minimize your taxes or to use as another opportunity to save on taxes. So there's things we can do out here and structure things, but here's what you got to do. You got to seek help. And that's what we do here on the Financial Symphony every week. And maybe you're out there listening right now. You say, I think he's talking about me. I can see where I might need some help with this. Well, just as simple as just picking up the phone and giving us a call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself, 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Tim Croak and Rob Davis have created Financial Partners on the show today. I'm Ron Stutz, and I have the pleasure of talking to these guys about planning for your finances. And maybe you have a good retirement plan already in place, and maybe you might need a little tweaking. Maybe you don't have a plan at all, and there are a lot of folks in that same boat. It's never too late to start. It's always good to start early, but if you haven't started, then for heaven's sake, go ahead and start now. And that starts with a conversation. You can make that happen. open with Tim and Rob and the other folks at Creative Financial Partners by calling this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and sit down and talk face-to-face. 800-373-9715. We got lots of great questions from our listeners. And, Rob, here's one for you. This is from Betty in Oregon. And Betty says, I'll be receiving half of my ex-husband's pension as long as he's alive, but once he dies, I'll get nothing. She says, do I need to take out life insurance on him?
That's a good question, Betty. I'll start off by saying the whole pension component to folks' financial plan is a really big deal. And whether you've already elected your pension or you're getting to the age where you think, gosh, I'm going to have to make a decision on this pension at some point in the future. You know, they've been sending me these pension statements every year, and all of a sudden I kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm going to have to make a decision. And that is one of the parts that is in our money map planning process, is that pension discussion. So when Betty brings this question up, it's a really common thing, actually. And it normally takes place before the pension election gets taken, because that's one of those decisions that, you know, once you pull the lever on the pension, you normally can't undo that one. So it sounds like they've taken what is called a single life option or a single life annuity, it's referred to as on some pensions. And what that means is, you know, Betty and her husband get this pension check while he's alive. It's likely his pension from his employer. But once he dies, she may not have any more income coming in from that pension. So the one thing I would say is, I don't know if you're going to have to take life insurance out on your husband, although that is one option. And we use life insurance very often here when it comes to pensions and pension planning, because the mortality risk for you and your family is really high when you take that single life option. So the first thing I would say is, come on in, let's get all the details and make sure we're on the same page, and let's look at everything else going on in your life financially and see if that's something you might need to do. And if it is, we can lay the options out and go down that path. But the biggest thing I will tell you is, it's not just a yes or no question, it's a how does it fit into your plan question. So if you have a plan, bring it with you. If you don't, come on in and we'll help you walk through one.
I was just going to say, the most interesting thing about that whole situation, that whole scenario, is the fact that this is her ex-husband, and I'm just wondering how he's feeling about all of this, especially if he's out there listening to the show today.
Yeah, and sooner or later, he's got to sign the application.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's part of the deal. But here is my little, chirp in type of thing. I say this to those of you who are the 40-year-olds out there, that Betty, if you would have bought insurance on him when he was 40, then you wouldn't have to worry about it today and worry about him, you know, dying and leaving you pensionless. And it's one of those things that you want to dig the well before you're thirsty. And when you retire, you're thirsty. Doesn't mean that we can't hurry up and dig a well for you, but it's a lot easier to dig the well when you're 40 than when you're 60. And so if you've got that type of thing set up in advance, then it really helps us out a lot.
And that really makes a lot of sense. Got another question here from Ben in Toledo. And Ben says, I'm worried about a stock market crash, so I'm thinking about moving 2/3 of my portfolio into bond funds. Do you think that's a good move?
Yeah, my opinion, Ben, is that I don't think that's a good move. If you are worried about a stock market crash, then you don't have the right portfolio with the right allocation. If you want to, you know, talk about moving money around, I would worry more about a pending bond crash than a stock crash. As interest rates rise, the bond market is going to come, you know, down in reverse proportion to it. And don't assume that the bond market is the safe alternative and that that's where safe money should go. In a lot of ways, that the bond market is just as risky as the stock market is.
Okay, we got another question coming up in just a moment here, but I wanted to give everybody the contact information so they can find out more about Creative Financial Partners. You can go to the website, first of all, cfpohio.com, cfpohio.com, or you can call this number and go ahead and make an appointment. That's what I would certainly recommend. Go ahead and call right now. Don't even wait until the end of the program. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. That, of course, is a toll-free call from wherever you are. You can come into the office, have a conversation, and find out more about where you need to go. First, you got to think about where you want to go, what you want out of retirement, and all those goals you're trying to achieve, and they can help you get there. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Before we get to this last question here today, I wanted to ask you, Tim, it's been a while since we talked about this, but you wrote a book called The Light, and I understand it's still available on Balboa Press on their website. Tell us just a little bit about that book.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it. I am approaching 3,000 sales, which for a relatively simple book and from a guy from Toledo, Ohio, I think that's doing pretty good. So the book has obviously resonated with some people. And it really is trying to be about the process of balancing your life and making sure that you're going through it with some awareness and some recognition of things that really matter. And I've got a section in there on wealth because that's really what we do, but it is wealth in perspective of life. And, you know, we use the financial planning process to make you wealthy enough and financially free enough so you can really fully enjoy the other aspects of your life. But I talk about things in there like family and the coaching process and making sure that your relationships with other people are always at the highest level, and that if you're going to put a priority on anything, it is about the other people in your life, be they the family or friends or whatever. And I called it the light because I think those are the things that are important. And if I can shed light on anything, it is really putting your life in priority fashion so that you can highlight the things that really are truly important, and it tends to highlight what we're about as people.
Sounds like a book I'd like to read myself, and I hope everybody will check into it and get a copy of that book. Again, it's written by Tim Croak, and it's called The Light. One more question today, guys, from our listeners. Sanders is in Bowling Green, and Sanders says, I've heard a guy advertising that he specializes in retirement planning for people who have at least $1 million saved. I fall into that category, but I'm not sure if he actually has a specialty or if he just wants people with more money. What do you think about it?
That is an interesting way to recruit clients, I suppose. My thought is this. You know, we've got a lot of folks in our office that have $1 million. We've got a lot of folks that have a lot more than that, and we've got a lot of folks that have a lot less than that. And know that when you come in for an interview and for a consultation, you know, we don't judge people based on how many assets they have. We're not going to exclude or cut you out because you don't have enough money. And that's one of the things that it's kind of a self-confidence thing, or it's more of a, you know, like I said, confidence thing for you as an investor. But don't feel like you'd never have enough money to come talk to us. If there's a big number, we'd be happy to talk to you. If it's a small number, we'd be happy to talk to you too. We're not going to give you any better or worse advice based on the size of your account. And that's one of the things we're real proud of here. And we just like working with good people and good families. And the number of zeros behind your account is kind of secondary to us.
Yeah, I just hate that kind of marketing approach. It really goes against the things that we're about. Our job is to help people, and that's really what we want to do. And that help is not going to be based on, you know, how much money you've got. And there's no value placed on the person that has got $1 million versus the person that has got, you know, 20,000. And everybody wants to do better by their situation. And that's really what our job is. And we do that without, you know, trying to judge you based on what those numbers are. One of my biggest clients and favorite clients, who happens to be worth a lot of money, went to Waite High School on the east side where I'm from. And, you know, I just think that if you do business with good people, they're going to end up making a lot of money. You're going to end up making a lot of money. And it's really about those relationships and the intent to help, not the intent to exclude.
I know that there are people out there in the radio audience today who run the gamut. Some have millions of dollars, some not so much. And I know that a lot of them are thinking about making that phone call and coming in for that conversation. What can you offer that listener right now who's thinking about going to the phone and making it happen?
Yeah, well, it's really going to be about the style, okay? And so by listening to Rob and I, or, you know, anybody else here at Creative Financial Partners, one thing that I can say with a high degree of confidence is that we have got good people, and the people here have got not just a good process, but they've got a good heart behind that process. And so if working with someone with that kind of style sounds good to you and sounds comfortable, that you think that we can offer some perspective and judgment and insight to your financial situation, then chances are it's worth a phone call and it's worth an hour of your time to sit down with us. And as I said before, you know, the process that we go through is rigorous and it's comprehensive. But that's something that we do every single day, and I can vouch for the integrity of that process and the effectiveness of it. We're going to achieve the financial goals for people. And if these type of issues are something that is on your mind and you want to get it taken care of, then I urge you to make that phone call to come down to Creative Financial Partners and sit with us for a little bit and have the conversation. I think you'll be very glad that you did.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number, because these guys have helped so many individuals, so many couples, so many families over the years achieve success, whatever that is that they wanted in their financial planning. Creative Financial Partners can help get there. 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, and I have had the pleasure of talking with Tim Croak and Rob Davis today. And, guys, it's been fun, and I hope you have a great week.
Thanks, Ron. You too. It's been a blast.
Everybody, join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.